بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, we know in the life of this world, no matter how honest, how truthful, how upright a person is, but we can never be 100% certain that every statement, every word of his is true. Somebody says something to you, makes a promise to you, gives you his word. There's always the chance, always the possibility that he has some ulterior motive, that he's going to do you down. He's not speaking the truth to you. The child says to his father, "Oh, my father, I love you." But the father is not sure, does the child really love me, or he wants something from me? The father says to the child, "Oh, my child, I love you." The child also is unsure. Does my father really have muhabbat and love for me, or does he wish I wasn't here? I've become a burden to him. The husband says to his wife, "Oh, my wife, you are the only woman for me. I love you dearly." She also is uncertain, although he hasn't given her any reason to doubt. But she's uncertain, am I truly the only woman in his heart? Like they say, that person who went to the card shop. So he goes to the cashier and he says, "I'm looking for a certain card. It must be written, you are the only one for me." So he says, "Yes, we've got a card like this." So he says, "Can I have 10 please? Send it to 10 different women." So when a person says, "I love you," we're uncertain, we don't know, is it true, is it genuine? But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, "I can guarantee one love, one muhabbat for you." When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "I love my banda," that love is genuine. It's 100% true, 100% authentic. But you have to guarantee one thing, at-ta'ibu habibullah. You guarantee me your tawbah, your repentance, your istighfar, give up your life of guna and sin, Allah guarantees he loves you. And that muhabbat, when it comes, it doesn't break. That muhabbat is genuine. There's no ulterior motive behind it. Ulama give the example of that small ant that was climbing up the plant. And so much of effort from the morning till the evening, the ant was climbing and climbing, mujahada, sacrifice. Finally, that ant reaches the leaf and it takes a deep breath in. It can smell the freshness of the leaf. And then it takes one bite and subhanallah, how juicy, how tasty the leaf is. So the ant thinks to himself that I have reached my destination in life. This wonderful leaf, how tasty, how fresh, how sweet it is. And there's no need for me to look any further. So mashayikh say, if only somebody could hold the hand of that ant and say, "Oh ant, just lift your head up a little bit. Just look up, you're so busy eating that leaf and enjoying it, just look up a little bit and you'll see there's a fresh, sweet grape that is waiting there. And if only you make a little bit more effort and sacrifice and you reach that grape, you'll forget about this leaf. You'll realize this is just dhoka, it's deception." So ulama say, in the same way, myself and the rest of us, we became so engrossed in dunya. My business, my shop, my career, my wife, my children, my responsibilities and everything else around us, that we didn't take the 2 minutes to lift our heads and say, there is something greater than this. The muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ma'rifat and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there. And as we mentioned before, that we have that reservation that I'll make tawbah, but it's a conditional tawbah. For the month of Ramadan, I'll press the pause button on my gunas, my sins. But I still got all those old contacts, those old files stored in the hard drive. The month of Ramadan comes to an end, and then slowly we'll ease back into it. That relationship that I terminated, slowly we'll start it off once again. The drugs I gave up, the music I gave up, person began dressing correctly, growing his beard. I let the day of Eid come, and a few days pass thereafter, and I'm ready to go back. And as we mentioned, the person has this reservation that if I'm going to give up my guna and sin completely, if I throw it out of my life, what's going to happen? Life will become bleak. There's no enjoyment, no excitement anymore. So ulama give a very beautiful example, the young boy that's standing at the edge of the pool. And his father is inside the pool, and the father says to the child, "Oh my son, jump. Jump and I'll catch you." And the child says, "No, I'm too afraid, I can't jump." His father tells him again the second time, "Can't you see all your friends and your cousins, how they're jumping, they're enjoying themselves, they're laughing." This young boy says, "No, I'm too afraid, I can't do it." And the father insists and insists. The mother steps in also, leave him, he doesn't want to do it. But finally that young boy plucks up the courage, the guts, and he jumps and he flies through the air, he lands in the hands of his father. And that joy, the rush, the ecstasy that he feels and experiences. As soon as he gets into the pool, he runs out again. Oh, my father, catch me a second time. And a third time, fourth time, the father gets tired also. And now, enough, let me swim a little bit. But he's tasted that enjoyment, the ecstasy of jumping. Mashayikh say in the same way, we have become so comfortable that I'm standing on level ground with all my gunas, my sins. My life is continuing. I'm enjoying myself. I've tasted the sweetness of that haram relationship or the drug or the music, whatever it may be. Just that we now need to learn to jump for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jump for Allah. Give up that safety and security that you think you have. And feel the ecstasy, the rush, that enjoyment, the excitement as you go flying through the air. And he says, unlike the father, he might drop the child. We don't know if he'll be able to handle the weight of the child. But if we jump for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when Allah says, jump for me, Allah will catch us. There's no doubt about it. Allah will catch us. And then, like Hazrat Mu'iz Patel sahab rahmatullah alayhi would say, you won't jump into the swimming pool. Then you'll jump into the deep ocean of the muhabbat and the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things are reality, my respected brothers and elders. It's very easy to speak about it, listen to it. But this is a reality. Just for us to understand, there was one youngster in some town north of Durban. So this youngster was involved in every type of vice possible. Whatever sin there was, clubbing, womanizing, drugs, music. So one day the alim of the town, he sees this youngster in one program of deen in the masjid, in some other place. So he's surprised that this person, what is he doing here in this program of deen? So after the program, he goes to him, he greets him, he says, I know your background, I know where you come from. What are you doing here? What's your story? So this youngster says, Maulana, let me tell you. As you know, I was involved in every vice, every evil, every guna, every sin. My mother lost hope in me, my father was tired of me. And somehow, by hook or by crook, one jamaat came to my house, they made my tashkil and they took me away. So he says, it was a cold winter's night. I was sitting on my bedding in the masjid. The entire masjid was quiet. Everyone was gone to sleep. Lights were off. And I began asking myself, what is the direction of your life? What are you involved in and where do you want to go? So he says, as I thought about this, I began speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I made a deal with Allah. So he says, I told Allah that I have experienced the sweetness, the enjoyment, the ecstasy of your disobedience. I've tasted it. Every sin, you name it, I've done it. And I know how enjoyable it is also. So he says, oh Allah, if you can guarantee me that you will give me the same enjoyment in that morning program when I wake up for Fajr, in that program in the morning, if you give me the same enjoyment that I experience in my drugs and in the woman and the music, then I'm ready to give it up for your sake. And saying this, he goes to sleep. He wakes up in the morning, he makes his wudu, Fajr time. He goes into the front of the masjid, performs his salah. And then he sits in that majlis, that program. He says, Maulana, wallahi, the ecstasy, the enjoyment that Allah gave me in that one program of deen. He says, that's why you see me here. Any program I hear of some bayan, some pious person, I come here to get my fix. Because now it doesn't satisfy me to take the drug, to listen to the music. It doesn't give me that enjoyment anymore. The enjoyment, the ecstasy, the joy Allah has given me in his deen, and in the majalis and the gatherings of his friends, is something I can't find anywhere else. This is a reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already given us the promise that if you are there, if you are ready to take it, I'm ready to give you my hand of friendship. You just need to make that sincere tawbah, make that intention. As we mentioned before also, we will slip, we will make those mistakes, we will fall down, but the young child doesn't remain on the floor. He wakes up, he dusts himself off, and he continues trying. So we will slip, we will make those errors, we will make those mistakes, but we have to be sincere. It should not be that we just press pause on our gunas and sin, and I know now after the month of Ramadan I'm going back to it. That tawbah is not accepted in the court of Allah. Sincere tawbah, a person gives up the guna and gives up the avenues of sin. We all know in our life those avenues that are tempting us to break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These nights Allah has given us to make those decisions. Make those decisions, raise our hands, speak to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we don't have the word, speak from the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to the cry of the heart. That I've now had this life of guna, of sin. I've tasted it, now I want to taste the sweetness of the muhabbat and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, give us understanding. Page 24. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير، الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا، وهو العزيز الغفور. الذي خلق سبع سماوات طباقا، ما ترى في خلق الرحمن من تفاوت، فارجع البصر هل ترى من فطور. ثم ارجع البصر كرتين ينقلب إليك البصر خاسئا وهو حسير. ولقد زينا السماء الدنيا بمصابيح وجعلناها رجوما للشياطين، وأعتدنا لهم عذاب السعير. وللذين كفروا بربهم عذاب جهنم وبئس المصير. إذا ألقوا فيها سمعوا لها شهيقا وهي تفور، تكاد تميز من الغيظ. كلما ألقي فيها فوج سألهم خزنتها ألم يأتكم نذير، قالوا بلى قد جاءنا نذير فكذبنا وقلنا ما نزل الله من شيء إن أنتم إلا في ضلال كبير. وقالوا لو كنا نسمع أو نعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير. فاعترفوا بذنبهم فسحقا لأصحاب السعير. إن الذين يخشون ربهم بالغيب لهم مغفرة وأجر كبير. وأسروا قولكم أو اجهروا به، إنه عليم بذات الصدور. ألا يعلم من خلق وهو اللطيف الخبير. هو الذي جعل لكم الأرض ذلولا فامشوا في مناكبها وكلوا من رزقه وإليه النشور. أأمنتم من في السماء أن يخسف بكم الأرض فإذا هي تمور، أم أمنتم من في السماء أن يرسل عليكم حاصبا، فستعلمون كيف نذير. ولقد كذب الذين من قبلهم فكيف كان نكير. أولم يروا إلى الطير فوقهم صافات ويقبض، ما يمسكهن إلا الرحمن، إنه بكل شيء بصير. أمن هذا الذي هو جند لكم ينصركم من دون الرحمن، إن الكافرون إلا في غرور. أمن هذا الذي يرزقكم إن أمسك رزقه، بل لجوا في عتو ونفور. أفمن يمشي مكبا على وجهه أهدى أمن يمشي سويا على صراط مستقيم. قل هو الذي أنشأكم وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة، قليلا ما تشكرون. قل هو الذي ذرأكم في الأرض وإليه تحشرون. ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين. قل إنما العلم عند الله وإنما أنا نذير مبين. فلما رأوه زلفة سيئت وجوه الذين كفروا، وقيل هذا الذي كنتم به تدعون. قل أرأيتم إن أهلكني الله ومن معي أو رحمنا، فمن يجير الكافرين من عذاب أليم. قل هو الرحمن آمنا به وعليه توكلنا، فستعلمون من هو في ضلال مبين. قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا، فمن يأتيكم بماء معين.
Page 125. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة، صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم، وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل علينا معهم اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين، اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، بسم الله. التحيات لله، الصلوات لله، الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله، شهدت أن محمدا رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله، الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات، الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته، السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله، والسلام على رسول الله.
As we mentioned before, when we make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we repeat it as a reminder for ourselves. Then for true benefit to come, for the zikr of Allah to have its true effect, and to cleanse and purify us for our gunas and sins, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi would advise that when a person says La ilaha illallah, then as he says La ilaha, he should envision and imagine that he is now vacuuming his heart. Whatever acts of disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whatever gunas and sins a person is involved in, whatever it may be, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ladhikrullahi akbar, the name of Allah is greater than everything in the entire world. So he says that Allah has given us this vacuum to vacuum our hearts. La ilaha, that I'm removing all the dirt, all the filth, all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from my heart. Illallah, I'm putting the pure name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala into my heart. When Allah comes into a person's heart, then as we read in the Hadith Sharif, Allah becomes our eyes by which we see, our ears by which we hear, our hands by which we touch, our feet by which we walk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the person. Then we find no matter what challenges are around the person, no matter what temptations are there, he's being invited to disobey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the strength and the power of zikrullah will pull him away from this. And now he'll find that like a magnet he'll be drawn into the company of the pious, into the masjid, the gatherings of the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. With this in mind, we make the zikr of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fadhkuruni adhkurkum. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 جل جلاله الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله إليك يرجع الأمر كله وعلانيته وسره اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت ولك الحمد بعد الرضا اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيتك ولك الحمد حمدا لا يريد قائله إلا رضاك ولك الحمد حمدا عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم يا أول الأولين يا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين يا إله العالمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا حنان يا منان يا ذا الجلال والإكرام O my most beloved Allah, most kind Allah, most compassionate Allah, O my Allah, you allowed us to take your pure and pure name, O my Allah. O my Allah, you gave us tawfiq to sit in your house, O my Allah. Ya Allah, you allowed us to lift our hands up before you and beg of you, O my Allah. O my Allah, we hear in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, At-ta'ibu habibullah, that person who will make tawbah, he becomes the beloved of Allah. O my Allah, we have raised our hands up tonight, my Allah. After oppressing ourselves, my Allah, ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا O my Allah, there is no guna and sin that we haven't committed, my Allah. O my Allah, so many bounties and blessings you gave us, my Allah. From morning to evening, we eating and enjoying your bounties and your favors, my Allah. You gave us our lives, my Allah. You gave us our limbs, O my Allah.
Oh my Allah, you gave us iman, my Allah. We were undeserving, there was nothing we did to get this iman, oh my Allah. You made us from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, you gave us salah, you gave us Quran, you gave us hajj, you gave us haramain sharifain, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, every day you fed us, my Allah. You gave us water to drink, my Allah. You gave us clothes to wear, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all these bounties and these blessings we used against you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we committed those gunas and sins thinking that you are not watching us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we forgot that you see everything, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we forgot that you have power over everything, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we thought that you won't take us to task, my Allah. Ya Allah, we forgot the angels are writing everything we're doing, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we were ghafil, we were unaware, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, like nadan, immature, my Allah. We continued to sin and sin and sin, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we forgot that we will one day have to stand before you, oh my Allah. How will we answer for our deeds, oh my Allah? How will we answer for our days and our nights spent in your disobedience, oh my Allah? Oh my Allah, we have raised our hands up in the dead of night now, oh my Allah. On this Mubarak night, oh my Allah, preceding the day of Friday, my Allah. It is an odd night in the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, we have heard of your mercy, my Allah. We have heard of your forgiveness, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we know that you dearly love to forgive, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us for our gunas and sins, oh my Allah. The sins of the day, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us for the sins of the night, my Allah. Forgive us for those sins that we committed knowingly, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us for those sins we committed unknowingly, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us for those times we made tawbah and broke our tawbah, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us tawfiq of tawbah and nasuha, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are tired of this life in your disobedience, my Allah. Ya Allah, we yearn to taste the sweetness of your obedience, my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us the sweetness in your obedience. Oh my Allah, allow us to experience the ecstasy and the joy that your friends experience when they take your name, oh my Allah. When they stand before you and place their foreheads on the ground before you, my Allah. Oh my Rahim, Kareem Allah, make us from your close friends, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Allah, distance us from all gunas and sins, my Allah. Grant us such a relationship and connection with you that will become a barrier from each and every type of evil, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, nafs and shaitan have come against us, my Allah. We have become weak, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, they just put temptation in front of us and we fall, oh my Allah. Our iman is weak, my Allah. Our a'mal are weak, oh my Allah. Our resolve is weak, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. You pull us towards you, oh my Allah. Make your obedience easy for us, oh my Allah. Make it easy for us to obey your commands, oh my Allah. When the adhan is called, make it easy for us to come to the masjid for salah, my Allah. Oh my Allah, make it easy for us to open the Quran Sharif out of the month of Ramadan also, my Allah. Ya Allah, just as you gave us tawfiq to do so much in this month, oh my Allah, give us the same tawfiq throughout the remaining months of the year, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us clean and pure lives, oh my Allah. Cleanse and purify our hearts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, our hearts have become blackened, my Allah. There are so many evils that we have, ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from greed, my Allah. Save us from the love of dunya, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my Allah, allow us to understand and realize that we will have to meet you, O my Allah. O my Allah, make us abnaul akhirat, O my Rahim Kareem Allah. O my beloved Allah, save us from all the calamities and trials and difficulties of this world, O my Allah. Save us from each and every sickness and illness, O my Allah. O my Allah, so many people are sick. So many people have got chronic illnesses, my Allah. So many people have cancer, my Allah. They don't know who to turn to, oh my Allah. They have lost hope, my Allah. They have become despondent, oh my Allah. But ya Allah, we have read in the Quran, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله لا تيأسوا من روح الله. Oh my Allah, we will never give up hope in you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we know your mercy is unlimited, oh my Allah. Your mercy is limitless, my Allah. Oh my Allah, shower your mercy upon us, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, kamila, ajila, mustamirra, daima. Oh my Allah, nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, so many people are in debt. They are struggling to make ends meet, my Allah. Every day is a worry and concern for them. Women and children are crying at home, my Allah. They have nothing to eat. They have no clothes to wear, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you come to their assistance, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Provide for them from your treasures, my Allah. From unseen sources, give them halal and pure wealth, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, make us dependent on you and you alone, oh my Allah. Don't make us such that we have to stretch our hands out to anyone, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you have taken care of us from the time we were young, my Allah. Ya Allah, we couldn't walk, we couldn't speak, you took care of us. You fed us, my Allah, you ensured we were clothed, my Allah. Ya Allah, you will not abandon us, my Allah. We know you won't leave us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you dearly love your slaves and your servants, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, come to our assistance, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know the desires and the needs in the hearts of each and every person. Oh my Allah, all those jais, hajat and desires, you fulfill it for us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, through the ikhlas and sincerity of somebody who is here, my Allah. They are elderly seated here, they are youngsters here, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept this dua of ours, my Allah. Accept our tawbah, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us the ability to make tawbah and nasuha, my Allah. So many times we raised our hands before you. So many Ramadans came and went, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. We made promises to you, we broke those promises, my Allah. Ya Allah, make it real for us this time, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Make it genuine for us this time, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, have mercy upon us, our families, our wives and children, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, our wives that you have blessed us with, they make so much of sacrifice for us, oh my Allah. They take care of us, they feed us, they take care of our homes for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you reward them, my Allah. You raise them, my Allah. Grant them your closeness, oh my Allah. Make it easy for them to obey you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, oh my Allah. Protect them from all fitnas and evil, oh my Allah. Protect their iman, protect their aqaid, protect their a'mal, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, guide them in their life, keep them on sirat al-mustaqim, oh my Allah. Accept them for the khidmat of deen, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept us and our families for the khidmat of deen. Oh my Allah, make our homes marakis of deen, where your name and the name of your Rasul will be taken, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, you gave us those beautiful homes, my Allah. You gave us soft beds, my Allah. Ya Allah, we were supposed to bring your love into our homes, my Allah. We were supposed to bring your Quran into our homes, my Allah. Ya Allah, we brought the TV into the home, my Allah. We brought music into the home, my Allah. We brought shamelessness into the home, my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you know of the skeletons in our closet, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know of those things which our own wives and children don't know about, my Allah. Nobody knows besides you, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, oh my Allah. Forgive us and grant us clean and pure hearts and lives, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, how we yearn to follow your commands, my Allah. To follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, give us tawfiq to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our Nabi pleased with us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, all the qurbani and sacrifice that he gave for us, my Allah. He cried for us and made dua for us, my Allah. We have turned our back on him, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us worthy ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, grant us the companionship of your Nabi alayhi salam in Jannah, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when the day comes for us to leave this world, let it be in the condition that you are pleased with us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, let the angels welcome us with marhaba and salam, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, take us with iman, my Allah. Take us in a condition that we are performing salah, my Allah. That you are pleased and happy with us, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, when we enter the grave, make it easy for us, oh my Allah. Make the questions easy for us, oh my Allah. Expand our graves as far as the eyes can see, oh my Allah. Oh my Rahim Kareem Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when they will hisab will be taking place. Aisha radiallahu anha came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said to her, oh Aisha, that person who will have to go through hisab, he will definitely be caught. Oh my Allah, how are we going to answer, my Allah? Ya Allah, we have no deeds worthy of presenting before you, my Allah. Every amal of ours is spoiled, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did things for show, my Allah. Ya Allah, we did things for praises, my Allah. We had no sincerity, my Allah. Ya Allah, you accept it from us, my Allah. Accept it from us, my Allah. Accept our broken efforts, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, in this dunya you concealed us. Continue to conceal and hide our sins and our faults, oh my Allah. Don't expose us, my Allah. What face will we have to show to people, my Allah? Our own wives and children will run away from us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't expose us, my Allah. Clean and pure lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, take guna and sin far from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are too weak to bear your tests, oh my Allah. Don't test us, my Allah. Don't take away your favors and your ni'mats from us, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us with regard to our wealth, my Allah. With regard to our children, our families and possessions. Ya Allah, keep us with afiyat and protection, my Allah. Grant us all khair and goodness in this world, my Allah. Save us from all hardships and difficulties, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever there is parishani, there is difficulty, there are wars taking place. Oh my Allah, you make it easy for them, oh my Allah, come to their aid and their assistance, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, grant us the ability to understand and sympathize with them, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect Haramain Sharifain from all evils and fitnas, my Allah. Oh my Allah, protect Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, return it into the hands of the Muslims, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all the masajid throughout the world, our marakis, our makatib, our madaris, our ulama, our mashayikh, our elders, our akabir and asatiza, my Allah. Protect the ulama that guided us and taught us, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, those of them who have left this world, you make their maghfirat, my Allah. Fill their qubur with noor, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, those of them who are still in this world, let us give us tawfiq to benefit from them, oh my Allah. All of those who taught us anything, my Allah, those who taught us Arif Ba, those who taught us Quran, oh my Allah, you reward them abundantly, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, reward our parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot repay them for what they have done for us, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, you repay them according to your shan and status, oh my Allah. Make us obedient children to them, oh my Rahim Kareem Allah. Oh my Allah, we are nadan, my Allah. We don't know what to do and how to do, my Allah. Ya Allah, you make us good children, my Allah. Make us good husbands, my Allah. Make us good fathers, my Allah. Make us good neighbors, oh my Allah. Make us good musallis, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, you guide us and teach us, oh my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Oh my Allah, we don't know what to ask of you, my Allah. We don't know how to ask, my Allah. Our dua is broken, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, but you know and you hear the cry of the heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know what is deep within the recesses of our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, that which we don't even say to ourselves, you know, my Allah. Ya Allah, you come to our assistance, my Allah. Become our kafil in this dunya, my Allah. Become our wakil, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, don't leave our hands, my Allah. If you will abandon us, what will happen to us, my Allah? Ya Allah, don't let go of our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us your friendship, my Allah. Give us your muhabbat and love, my Allah. My Allah, give us something, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, we read the stories of the pious, my Allah. We listen to the stories of the pious and our elders, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us those hearts that they had, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us hearts that are pumping in your muhabbat and love, oh my Allah. Oh my Allah, give us pure and clean hearts, my Allah. Oh my beloved Allah. Whatever good Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, you give us a full share in all of that goodness, oh my Allah. Whatever evil he asked protection from, you protect us and save us, oh my Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabu al-rahim. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.